Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and I want to welcome you to the mHealth Marketer podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to what I've got to say. So thank you. Today, we're going to be talking about digital health marketing and identifying the content and communications gaps that you have. So now that you understand what marketing assets you have available to leverage inside your digital health business, and you've done your homework to know how to educate and engage your potential buyers, it's time to figure out what's missing. Today, we're going to talk about how to identify the gaps in your digital health marketing. In this step of your strategic marketing planning process, you will need to identify what digital media you already have available, compare what you have against what digital media your market wants, and then identify the gaps in your digital media. This is the content you'll need to create. So here are the steps you're going to need to follow. First, list your existing digital media assets. And I'm talking about blog posts, YouTube videos, podcasts, webinars, social media profiles, who are your followers, your content, websites, Google ranking of your top keywords, photos, audio recordings, and those types of things. Once you do that, then you're going to have to list your non-digital media content. So your print, your non-published presentations, any recordings you have, photos, print articles, those types of things that you can easily digitize and publish online. Now, identify digital media by stage. What digital media is most appropriate at each stage of the buyer's journey for your healthcare IT products or services? As buyers move through the buying process from understanding they have a problem to research to identifying a vendor to purchase, they have different information needs and are interacting with a multitude of resources. The purpose of this step is to create a model to assist in developing strategies to address the different stages of this journey. For example, blog posts and white papers might work best for healthcare IT executives. However, for individual mobile health apps, a Facebook post leading to a YouTube video is the best way to gain initial attention. Newsletters and blog posts help to nurture individual patients and frontline healthcare personnel, but perhaps healthcare IT and hospital executives seek more engagement in the form of a webinar. To open doors with key healthcare system decision makers, you realize you need video testimonials on your site to gain credibility with healthcare IT staff doing the initial research. However, to gain one-on-one meetings with the real decision makers, you need more substance in the form of a case study or result profiles. Finally, match digital health media to your buyer personas. What is most important and in what format for your buyers? Is it video, text, audio? Do they consume information on smartphones and tablets? All this information leads you up to having the ability to identify the gaps in your digital media. What gaps are there in your content and communication assets? What do your buyer personas want and expect? And at what stage in the buying process must you deliver it? What do you already have that you can use? Do you have digital or even print content you can repurpose that will add value and educate your prospects? While this is a quick and short part of your marketing strategy, don't shortcut it. It's important to consciously spend time on this process so you clearly identify the content you have available to leverage, what you need to do to repurpose or edit your existing content so it more closely matches with your buyer's needs, and lastly, know exactly what new content is needed. This part of the process helps you set realistic targets for content creation and helps you create a budget for building your marketing content. Now that you're armed with your buyer personas, understand the buyer's journey, and have identified your content gaps, it's time to get busy and create a series of marketing and communications initiatives expressed as user stories all across relevant media channels. The user stories are designed to influence buying decisions. Examples are digital strategy, websites, content initiatives, social media programs, media relations, advertising, speakers bureau, email marketing, those types of things. The user stories are prioritized and assigned points based on the amount of work required to execute each initiative, the time required to execute the initiative, and the financial implications of the initiative. All content marketing initiatives must include metrics. All of this groundwork positions the digital health firm to adopt a flexible, agile content marketing approach. This agile content execution is what ultimately brands and positions the business in the marketplace. Next week, we'll take a closer look at the elements and process execution of an agile content marketing approach for digital health firms. So that's all for today. This is Sam Stern. I appreciate you spending time with me, and please tune into the next edition of the mHealth Marketer.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.